Hello there. I'm
Sartar.
He made himself into a human.
He was a man who did wrong in the sight of God.
Really, this was the biggest headache to most girls.
He was transformed into this.
An old man slowly dying.
Who also liked to sing in his own way.
Anything you're going to hear tonight is based on technical fact.
You could have released this tape to the news media, but you insisted on being paid for it.
You'll pay with your life.
No enemy can destroy him. He fights off tanks.
You are going to lose.
And he thinks it's helping him.
How do you think he felt?
I think femininity and sexuality go hand in hand. It used to be thought that women lose interest in sex after menopause. But now we know that just isn't true. Obviously, both you and your partner are different than you were 30 years ago. But if you can accept the inevitable physical and other changes, you can keep romance in your life. I believe it's important for a woman to try and maintain a certain sense of
being a slut.
She changed my life, telling me that it was okay to die. So now I know I could die any minute and I won't be afraid.
Good job, kids.
He's especially careful to do a good job where the skin sweats a lot.
Like my vagina.
What about this?
You having a little stomach trouble?
I've got a pretty good stomach, and my kids would come run and jump in my stomach, and I could handle that. They'd punch me in the stomach. They always realized they couldn't hurt me, so they'd punch me in the stomach.
Let me show you how it's done.
How did you learn to tie your shoes, Johnny?
Here's how. Like this. We take a step
out of the bedroom window.
We take another step.
Hurtling into the flames in the pit below.
We go down a little further.
Well, in that case, I think I'll go down deeper.
And man can find every truth connected with his being if he will dig deep into the mind of
Henry Lizard Lover.
Now, what does this mean? What are the implications of this?
That means it can get tough on odor and not a
famous transvestite.
Thank goodness for that.
I'm dying to spill my guts. About my jock itch.
I'm not shooting on you.
I'm very sorry we're having these bubble troubles. Please stand by.
Stand by for a special communication.
And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
I've come to give you a great opportunity. One that you won't want to pass up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You'll have even more power than you've got now. You're obviously an intelligent leader, or you wouldn't be in charge of this planet.
That's a tough one to answer.
What does the man have?
Anything you want. Everything you want.
Pot, coke, more pot, coke.
All yours.
Really?
Just for joining us in our empire, as we are ruling the universe.
Here is my answer.
That doesn't sound very nice.
They sound so unusual or bizarre that most people hearing that really don't think that it's true.
In a search for truth and reality, they began to rebel against the traditions of the past.
Well, now here's a question I'm sure everybody would like to have answered.
Who is going to be the next president?
You probably think that there couldn't be anything worse.
You got that right.
Donald Trump is what happens when a moldy orange has sex with a rabid dog and the offspring is hit in the head with a tire iron made of racism and bullshit.
I'm Donald Trump. And I approve this message.
Donnie, you're such a dick.
But Don also thinks of other things.
Darkness and death on Earth.
He chose the company of criminals.
And he doesn't stop to think.
What the fuck am I talking about?
Now I just open my mouth and out it comes.
Satanic lies and debauchery.
With lies and filth and stealing and blasphemy.
The doctor says, well, I'll see what can be done for you, Don.
Perhaps a frontal lobotomy would be the answer.
Put him in prison.
Officers hauled him off to jail, but eventually let him go.
Yeah, but why?
Well, no one knows for sure.
He would get that mean, discontented look on his face.
He didn't bother to conceal the harshness in his voice.
I'm going to have to quote my minister wife.
I just basically really think that deep down you truly suck. And you're probably the most pathetic excuse for a person I have ever met in my entire life.
Oh, hell, I agree with that.
Do you agree with me?
Yes, I agree.
What about Naomi?
Well, I gotta agree.
And each and every one of them agreed.
And he didn't know what he was talking about either.
Good point.
After all, Don, anything is possible.
Okay, but what can we do about it?
Don. I suggest that everyone
beat his brains in.
Don't even think about it.
Do it.
America's been waiting for
any escape from the
horror.
And then move on to the next.
I hope I do better next time.
So you can see from what I have told you and shown you today that a moral decay is spreading through our country and our society.
Thanks, everybody.
Toodaloo!